blind man who was healed was interrogated by these Pharisees. Say, who healed you? Jesus. What do you think of him? He's a prophet. They got really angry. Tell us that he's a sinner. Jesus healed you on the Sabbath, so you need to say he's a sinner. Verse 25, the blind man says, once I was blind, but now I can see. There may be some questions, arguments that you and I cannot respond to adequately, give an answer, or that's very convincing. But nobody can take your testimony away from you. Nobody can take your personal experience of Jesus Christ away from you. While you and I may not be able to answer every question, every argument, every objection that people may raise, you can say, one thing I do know, the Lord Jesus has changed my life. And understand the power of testimony. Revelation 19 and verse 10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And one way to understand it is that when we testify of Jesus, we testify to who he is, we are releasing the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of prophecy. So your testimony of what the Lord Jesus has done in your life, of what he's done for you, of who he is to you, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So you're releasing the Holy Spirit into that place. Once I was blind, but now I see. That's enough for the Holy Spirit to begin to work in their hearts, their lives. The Bible also tells us in Revelation 12:11, we overcome the adversary, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Testify to what the blood of Jesus has done for you. It brings that overcoming triumph and the triumph of God into your life, into my life. And we testify. Say what the Lord has done. That's what the blind man did. Of course, he didn't have all this understanding, but he did it. Once I was blind, now I can see.